This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. U.S. stocks bounced back on Friday as Alphabet and Microsoft earnings revived hopes for a sustained big tech-led rally, even as a reading on the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge showed price pressures remain sticky. The S&P 500 rose 1%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite climbed 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which includes fewer tech stocks, rose 0.4% or 150 points. Gains for Alphabet and Microsoft gave stocks a lift, with rises of around 10% and 2% respectively. The stellar results from the Magnificent Seven duo showed how growing demand for AI can boost cloud revenue and signal that both companies stand to benefit from that boom. Alphabet's market cap surpassed $2 trillion, joining an elite group. The performance fired up confidence that earnings from the Magnificent Seven techs can lift the broader market out of the doldrums. Those hopes had taken a knock from Meta's disappointing forecast earlier in the week. At the same time, the market took in the latest reading of the Fed's favorite inflation gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, for March. The core measure in that report, which strips out the cost of food and energy, rose 2.8% over last year, above estimates for 2.7%, but unchanged from the previous annual increase. The reading comes as Wall Street has furiously scaled back its expectations for Fed rate cuts this year. Already since the start of the year, traders have recalibrated their bets from 7 to just 1. In other individual movers, Snap shares rocketed 27% as Wall Street welcomed signs a revamp of its digital ad business is finding takers. And Fed Week is almost here. After another hot inflation reading reinforced the idea that any near-term interest rate cuts are less likely, investors will be closely watching the Federal Reserve's policy meeting next week for signs of what will come next. For months, officials have dampened hopes that a rate cut will arrive soon, as inflation readings continue to show stubborn price pressures. At the press conference on Wednesday, Fed Chair Powell is expected to address these concerns, offering insight into a posture of maintaining rates higher for longer, even as some critics of the central bank have called for easing rates. The end of the week will also bring April's jobs numbers. Economic updates will only be part of the story in the coming days. The tech giants Apple and Amazon are on deck to report, following strong showings from Microsoft and Google parent Alphabet, and a cold reception for Meta's massive AI spending. An array of corporate giants outside of the tech world are also set to announce earnings, including McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and MasterCard. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.